Is my life an exercise in what? Futility? Yesterday's article fell flat on its face, as it was predictable in view of my almost 40-year experience. If I started again from where you are, no distinctions, I would print out the koan I heard many times from forum leaders. For you, everything is the same as everything else. Except that not always. The first part of that sentence is important to get. You can't tell what something is. The ability to be able to tell, exactly, is the key to navigating in the world, in health, wealth, love and fulfillment. The ability is called astuteness, and I can't give it to you. Like with everything, you can be on the map, not even on the map. And if you are on the map, then you can be anywhere between 0 and 100%. My astuteness is 70%. Which means, 30% of things I don't know what they are or I misidentify. You can only start where you are. In the challenges, especially in the bring purpose to life, you invent what is important to you, and then inside that invented purpose, some stuff, some ways of being will show up. Your job is to start identifying what shows up in reference to what you'd rather that shows up. For example, if you set your purpose as full self-expression, then everything you starts to show up in reference to full self-expression. You'll notice that there is no self. So there is nothing that could be expressed. You'll see that at that point you are expressing wants, and desires, or displeasure, or whatever is there. But it is not self-expression. So you may see that you are not on the map in the area of self-expression. The next step would be curiosity. What the heck is self? What is being expressed here that we call self-expression? Yesterday's article was about this stage, when you have words, but have no idea what you are talking about, or if you think you do, you think that a word is what it tries to express. It isn't. Noticing that you are not even on the map is the happy place, I say. Because now you are knocked awake, and can start where you really are. At nothing. Of course, if you beat yourself up about it, then you are not where you are, you are not where you should be. Meaning, A is not A. The source of all misery, and all mischief. The way to go about starting to distinguish self, the self in the word self-expression won't happen in your head. The self that you are at the present is the sum total of your three A's, your actions, your attention, and your attitudes. That is what you want to observe. Allow your watcher to observe, and see if the self that is being expressed in those three A's is to your liking and to what degree. Start catching the parts you don't like. We all have them. You, me, the 1000s. And start gently and slowly eliminate them. One by one. What you give your attention to includes your self-concern about how others think about you, what they find important. This is why spending time with people during the holidays lowers your vibration, lowers your health, lowers your IQ. Because you direct your attention to what others value, what others want, and you lose yourself. Even participating in classes can have the same effect, not just the holidays. When I was younger, I turned into a gray bunny when I had a relationship. No color. No self. When I was with classmates, I turned into this know-it-all. When with family, I turned into this victim. No self. No self-expression. Here is another example. If the self you wanted would be free to be myself, then your first move would be, again, to see who you are right now, by your three A's, action, attention, and attitude. One of my clients managed to do this work, unconsciously, I think, and identified that she was forcing action/attitude. Her attention was on others, judging everything they did. She saw that it doesn't support being free to be myself, so she dropped as much of it as she could. She is happier. Her relationship with her partner is warmer and more intimate. And to even my surprise, her cancer disappeared. So yeah. This stuff works. The most important part, stay out of your head. It is a bad neighborhood. And whatever you do there doesn't change anything. Action is visible. In the world. Yesterday I was restless, and had one of those crying bouts I have been having since November 7th. I took a lithium orotate. Then I recalled that one of my client's husband is having these emotional ups and downs. So I thought, maybe he should also take lithium orotate. Then I recalled that my client thought it had something to do with the husband's blood sugar level. So I asked source if there is a connection between diabetes and lithium. And the answer was yes. Now, please notice that all this was an internal thing, not an action. So I got up, went to my phone and texted my client with what I saw. She agreed to give her husband lithium orotate to even out his moods and maybe his blood sugar level too. And that was an action. My attitude was, I am overflowing. I can share. And my attention was on getting out of my own head. My declared purpose is living on the edge, generating distinctions of transformation for humankind. I invented it 31 years ago. It still keeps me straight. Anything else, being smart, being superior, condescending, judgmental, slim or fat, what other people think about me, don't belong. So I don't give them any attention. I am still doing the work. Why don't you? I invented my purpose by turning my biggest complaint about my life on its head. My biggest complaint was that I can never rest, I am always on the edge. I was craving smooth and relaxing. So I invented that living on the edge has a purpose. So it is perfect. What should you do now? If I were you, I would start looking, observing, what is my biggest complaint about my life? And formulate it with words. If you want, you can email me what you got, and I'll look if I can help you turning it upside down. Being able to craft a purpose is the biggest difference between surviving and living. The purpose acts as an organizing principle to your life. The difference is enormous. If enough people email me, I'll do a free workshop on this. So start sending me those emails, will you? If you want a little bit of training, this video will do that. Portkey to an effective life. P.S. Here is an earlier article about the portkey if you don't know what a portkey is. If you had access to a portkey, where would you want to go?